Kolkata is bursting with pride about its newly minted Nobel laureate, MIT professor Abhijit Banerjee.
All right, breaking news coming in. Indian economist Abhijit Banerjee wins the Nobel Prize for Economics. In fact, economic science has been awarded to three people, Abhijit Banerjee, Esther Duflo and Michael Kremer, for their experimental approach to elevating global poverty. This is the latest coming.
Yet another Bengali wins the Nobel, crowed one local television ticker. Kolkata basks in Nobel glow again, read a newspaper headline. Another Bengali has done the nation proud. We are overjoyed, tweeted Bengal's chief minister. Random Bengalis are posting about how our Jhima has made us proud, happily brandishing Banerjee's nickname Jhima with easy familiarity. Within one day, I too felt like I knew Abhijit Banerjee. I now know about how he makes time to shoot the breeze with his old friends when he visits Kolkata, that he loves to cook and enjoys classical music, and his mother is being bombarded by media at her apartment in Kolkata.
I'm going to tell him off for not giving me a hint before. So I could have been prepared for this.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But I still feel like a minority on my social media timeline. I cannot find my 2 degrees of separation from Abhijit Banerjee. I didn't go to his school in Kolkata or his university in Delhi. I don't know anyone who played cricket with him back in the day. I didn't study under his father or mother, both academics. One of my oldest friends does live in the same apartment complex as Banerjee's mother. He also told me that when we were children, he regularly mixed up our old landline number with Banerjee's aunt's, who happened to be a friend of his mother's. Separated by a few digits from the aunt of a Nobel laureate? Sadly, even by the liberal standards of reflected glory, I'm not sure I can claim that as my personal Abhijit Banerjee story. It's only natural for a people to take pride in their achievers, whether they understand the economic theory he propounded or not. But Bengalis typically go the extra mile when it comes to getting a reflected glory suntan. There have been a few Nobel winners from Kolkata. Rabindranath Tagore for literature in 1913, Mother Teresa for peace in 1979, Amartya Sen for economics in 1998. But not everyone is thrilled. The current Indian government and Banerjee don't see eye to eye. He has been critical about the way it's handled the economy. Federal Minister Piyush Goyal congratulated the winner, but said his views are totally left-leaning.
Unki jo thinking hai, wo totally left-leaning hai.
And the electorate had soundly rejected them. Banerjee responded on the show Behas with Barkha Dutt, saying that does not give him enough credit for professionalism.
In the end, I'm a professional. Think of me more like a surgeon than like somebody who's comes with a particular propaganda point to make. If you know, I don't care who the patient is, I want the patient to get better.
But in Kolkata, there's jubilation. Some of it is obviously about a longing for lost glory days. Kolkata often feels like the snubbed, sidelined city in India, a city whose glory days are past. Many Indians look at Kolkata as a city stuck in daydreams about yesterday, talking incessantly about the glories of a Renaissance figure like Rabindranath Tagore, who died in 1941. Finally, we have some new Nobel-anointed contemporary heroes who grew up in this city. But it's also foolish to see Banerjee as a harbinger of some kind of new Bengali Renaissance. Tagore lived and worked in Kolkata, drawing inspiration from its cultural vibrancy. Amartya Sen and Abhijit Banerjee, like many other recent Bengali achievers, found fame and Nobels after leaving Kolkata. The city is perfectly justified in taking pride in its achievers' sons and daughters. But the Renaissance will only come when they don't feel like they have to leave the city to discover their full potential. Hardly any of my friends live in this city anymore. They've left to follow their dreams in Mumbai and Singapore and San Francisco. For Banerjee, as with so many other achievers from these parts, Kolkata is the city where their mothers live. Will you all put up a signboard in your apartment complex saying, "The mother of a Nobel laureate lives here?" I asked my friend jokingly. Another friend quipped that perhaps they should have an assigned Nobel laureate-only parking spot, just like Berkeley. Except this week, Kolkata, it should read, "For Nobel laureates only and their mothers." This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.